all of this came into focus for me the first week of March. I was in Houston to attend the NASA Lunar and Planetary Institute conference. And to my surprise, one subject that kept coming up in conversations and in the Houston media is persistent attacks by cyber spies, especially from China. On March 4th, KHOU.com ran a story about cyber spies infiltrating Houston oil companies and NASA. KHOU stated, quote, "The Chinese operate a large consulate in Houston, but a liaison there did not respond to our request for a response to our report. Whoever is behind the Houston cyber spy attacks show that spies no longer have to even get up from their keyboards to infiltrate Houston's leading industries," close quote. To better understand the cyber spy threat, I contacted William Conklin, PhD, an assistant professor in the College of Technology at the University of Houston. I asked him if he had firsthand knowledge about cyber spy infiltrations of Houston NASA and oil company computers, and I told him about a remarkable conversation I had with one of the scientists at the conference. Here now is Professor Conklin.
I do know that oil firms in the United States, specifically in the Houston area where a lot of oil firms are headquartered, have been targeted by parties yet unidentified, although China comes to the top of the list for blame. But the exact parties have never been completely identified. Information is worth money.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to bid on the next major oil contract? Your competitors would love to know.
Well, recently I was at the NASA Lunar and Planetary Institute conference, the first week of March in Houston. One of the planetary scientists there came up to me and said, "You need to know about something that has happened recently. One of my colleagues was working at his computer on life support systems if we had a manned mission to, say, Mars or to the moon. He got a phone call first by a NASA manager and then by someone who identified themselves as with the National Security Agency. Both callers asked the scientist to shut down his computer and pull the cord from the wall. When the scientist asked why, he was told that China was downloading information from his computer at NASA.
I have no doubt NASA would be under attack, especially here in the Houston area. Manned spaceflight is an area of competition between nations. We have significant intellectual property in that area. And China would not be the only country, in my mind, that would be going after that. Just list all the countries that are going into space, and they would benefit from taking NASA's information. If my manager called, I know who he is, or somebody in my own management chain, I'd ignore them at my peril. Somebody from Department of Defense, DOD, Homeland Security, NSA, any of those agencies, I would not expect them to call, and if they did, I'd refer them to, hey, talk to my management.
Well, the implication in this case was that the National Security Agency was monitoring certain Chinese agencies and watching what they were doing and knew at that moment in real time that someone from China was downloading information from a NASA computer.
Various government agencies, the NSA probably, the U.S. CERT as part of Homeland Security, definitely have the ability to monitor communications to and from government computers inside the .gov domain, i.e. NASA. And so there's no doubt that if there was an intrusion and anyone else was listening or downloading information, that I would expect the U.S. CERT more than NSA would be alerted to that and take action on part of the federal government. They would also have the ability to interrupt the transfer. So that makes sense. That's part of the reason we have the U.S. CERT as part of Homeland Security to protect our government computers. In that aspect, they are being monitored, they are being watched, and when they see activity like that, they have the ability to do things, to block those transfers.
CERT stands for?
Computer Emergency Response Team. It's an agency underneath Homeland Security Department to monitor government computers for security.
Are they based in the National Security Agency?
No, they are separate. National Security Agency's responsibility is for Department of Defense. The U.S. CERT under Homeland Security is responsible for all the rest of government computers.
But I assume that CERT and NSA work tightly together.
Yes, they do. All the major government organizations communicate clearly. And that's why, in this case with NASA, NASA is a government agency, and I would expect that if the NSA found something, they would contact NASA system administrators and tell NASA, you need to fix this, not us. The current state of computer security is one of the most pressing demands. It's been noticed by the federal government at all levels. It's been noticed as a bipartisan issue. Congress, they just recently passed a bill like 424-5 concerning information on this. That makes it pretty nonpartisan and shows the importance. Our competitive advantage that we have gained through our intellectual property over the years is being taken away for free or at much cheaper cost to others via computer downloads. An oil company can have billions of dollars at stake in a pending deal for some new oil development, and they can lose the bid to a foreign oil company because a foreign company uses their intelligence agencies to gather the information to overbid them by just that narrow amount.
And the fact that NASA computers can be accessed and downloaded by nations such as China, does it imply that computers by Chinese labor were engineered during the Chinese assembly of computers so they would have easy access?
Is there a risk from foreign manufacturer? Yes, but there's an equal risk from U.S. manufacturer because we have an open society where students come here from all over the world, learn things, form their own little companies. American talent has been developed by people coming from all over the globe to America, our free society, our ability to create, do new things with capitalism. Spies are born and raised in our own country as well. So the fact that things happen offshore is not the main concern. The main concern is how do you keep those bad things from being built into machines? And there are a lot of efforts underway as part of the government and corporate entities to make certain those things don't happen. There's an equal issue on counterfeit parts to where it's not that I want to make a part to steal your information, but say a company like Cisco spends a lot of money developing and building routers that run the internet, and then some company wants to make fake ones because they don't want to spend the money to develop them. They just want to make knockoffs. Just like you can buy designer handbags for $10 and Rolexes for $10, this high-tech equipment, the same issues are happening.
Well, how do we protect NASA, other corporations, from invasion by China and other cyber spies?
We have to protect our electronic assets the same way we protect our physical assets. Banks a long time ago did not have real strong vaults. And we all remember the movie Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, where it's pretty easy for them to waltz in and take money. Today, you can't do that because it became important enough that banks built the protection mechanisms. We have to learn how to and spend the money and the time and effort to protect our intellectual property the same way. One of the challenges is if I take something that you own tangibly, like your car, you don't get to use it anymore. And so it's in your interest to protect it so that you don't lose use of it. The problem with information people don't realize is that I can take a copy of your information. You still get to use it, but so do I. And so the actual efforts to protect many of these computer information systems aren't deemed as important from a risk perspective because the company doesn't lose it. They just let someone else also have it. That mentality is changing. Government is making considerable efforts to secure literally hundreds of thousands of computer systems throughout our government, not just the high profile like NASA and defense, but even things like the IRS.